Well, Apple is busy building a $1 billion center in Texas. It's the Business News Headlines for Wednesday, the 20th day of November. Thanks, as always, for being with us, everybody. Amazon wants to get you your stuff even faster. A lawsuit rocks Detroit. Walmart is changing up their produce department. We'll tell you why. The market's closed lower again today. We'll tell you why that happened as well. Also, if you got a white-collar job, you too could be on your way out. Why? AI. Shades of Andrew Yang, right? Those stories and news about the upcoming 12th Annual Immigrant Entrepreneurial Summit this Saturday with Lang Von Reif. Those stories and more coming your way.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company, at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Hump Day edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. You can just type in at business news. We should be right there. Well, today, Apple said they've started construction on a $1 billion facility in Texas, and it's located right next to the plant that makes the new MacBook Pro. The new $1 billion, 3 million square foot campus will initially house 5,000 employees with a capacity to grow to 15,000 and is expected to open in 2022. Today, Apple CEO took President Trump on a tour of the area, and Mr. Cook says, this is what it's going to be. Apple currently employs about 7,000 people in Austin. In a statement, the company also said it continues its expansion in Boulder, Culver City, New York, Pittsburgh, San Diego, and Seattle. Well, Amazon believes the way to get you to buy more stuff is to get the stuff you've already purchased to you even faster. And to that goal, the company will spend more than $35 billion on shipping costs this year. That's more than twice what it spent 2 years ago. Amazon has built out a network of fulfillment centers across the U.S. and the world. Inside those massive shipping centers, robots have made the buildings faster and more cost-efficient. And they may well pave the way for a new era of same-hour deliveries. Speaking of robots, Amazon is testing four-wheeled delivery robots that roll on sidewalks. Earlier this month, Amazon announced plans for a new facility outside of Boston to design and build robots. It's investing in self-driving car startup, and Amazon goods have been seeing, well, they've been being hauled by self-driving trucks already. Amazon has spent more than 6 years developing drones, which may one day drop packages in backyards. That is assuming regulators will allow it. Times have changed. Well, the Associated Press reports that General Motors is suing Fiat Chrysler, alleging that it got an unfair business advantage by bribing officials of the United Auto Workers Union. The lawsuit filed today in Detroit alleges that Fiat Chrysler was involved in racketeering by paying millions in bribes to get concessions and gain advantages in three labor agreements with the union. Details of the racketeering have been exposed in a federal probe of corruption at the union that has resulted in multiple arrests. The lawsuit alleges that Fiat Chrysler corrupted the bargaining process with the UAW in the 2009, 2011, and 2015 union contracts, all to gain advantages over General Motors. Well, last week, when Amazon announced it will open a new brick-and-mortar grocery store in Woodland Hills, California, Walmart was already moving to change some things in their stores. In a blog post out today, the nation's largest grocer said that they're redesigning their produce department with wider aisles, low-profile displays, adding an organic shop, and updating the signage throughout its stores. Walmart says the efforts will enhance the customer shopping experience. All of this is about making more of an impact and getting a bigger slice of the $700 billion a year U.S. grocery business. Well, Wall Street closed lower today and pulled back from record highs after Reuters reported a so-called Phase 1 trade deal between China and the U.S. might not be completed by the end of 2019. The Dow closed down 112 points, while the S&P 500 lost nearly 0.4, and the NASDAQ shed 0.5%. It's a dramatic reversal of what we saw just last Friday, as the White House told the media that a deal was just a few days away. Reuters reported, citing trade experts and people close to the Trump administration, the completion of a partial trade deal could be pushed back into 2020 as China seeks more extensive tariff rollbacks. And that report came after the Wall Street Journal said, citing former Trump administration officials, that the ongoing trade talks could hit an impasse. Uncertainty about trade also grew after the Senate passed a bill supporting Hong Kong protesters. All of that led China to accuse the U.S. of interfering in domestic affairs. You know, it was just yesterday that President Trump said that if a deal doesn't happen soon, that he might slap even more tariffs on Chinese goods. Stay tuned. All of this, of course, might change in 12 hours. Who knows, right? And finally, just in case you've run out of stuff to be worried about, a new report out from the Brookings Institute says that, yes, even white-collar jobs could be lost to technology. The data says that everyone from radiologists to legal and marketing professionals will find themselves in diminished roles. And cities that will be highly exposed to AI disruption include tech hubs like San Jose, California, Seattle, Salt Lake City, Boulder, Colorado, and even Huntsville, Alabama. The prediction that robots would mainly impact factory floor and cashier work no longer reflects the entire picture. One official from Brookings said, quote, "No one gets a free pass," end quote. Now, if anybody has read the book, The War Against Normal People by Andrew Yang, none of this should be surprising. Hey, coming up next, a quick piece about the Immigrant Entrepreneur Summit that's happening this Saturday in Ankeny, Iowa. What is it, and what can you expect? Well, we'll chat about that with Leng Van Rijf of Akili Design and Marketing. That is coming up next here on the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines.